The Endangered Species Act turns 50 this year, and the World Wildlife Fund credits the measure for significant gains in the black-footed ferret population, among other species that have thrived under its protection. The black-footed ferret was listed as endangered in 1967, even before the Endangered Species Act became law in 1973, and the ferret was grandfathered in. The World Wildlife Fund's Christy Bly, who works in Eureka, Montana, to restore ferrets in eastern Montana, South Dakota, and Wyoming, says the Endangered Species Act is almost completely responsible for gains in the black-footed ferret population, while acknowledging there is still a long way to go.
Today, we estimate there are 390 ferrets in the wild in 17 locations in North America. And to recover the species, we estimate we need about 3,000.
Thanks to the Endangered Species Act, dedicated partners and innovations, Bly says the numbers are headed in the right direction. Since it was enacted, wildlife advocates say the act has prevented 99% of its listed species from extinction and has served as a global model for responsible wildlife protection. Bly says Sylvatic plague is the number one threat to reaching that recovery number, so scientists are working to keep the so-called Black Death in check among the black-footed ferret population and its main prey, the prairie dog.
In the case of black-footed ferrets, there is a vaccination that we have. So all ferrets born in captivity and released in the wild are vaccinated against plague and canine distemper.
Bly says there is an annual effort to capture and vaccinate wild black-footed ferrets. That's done at the same time researchers are reintroducing the vaccinated ones into the wild that were born in captivity. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.